Ever found yourself drowning in a sea of productivity hacks while your kitchen still looks like a disaster zone? You're not alone. The Lazy Genius Way isn't about adding more to your already overflowing plate. It's about giving yourself permission to care deeply about what truly matters to you and let go of the rest. This revolutionary approach stems from Kendra Adachi's own journey through perfectionism and burnout, where she discovered that excellence doesn't have to be universal. What if getting your life together actually meant embracing your beautiful mess rather than eliminating it? What if you could stop feeling guilty about not measuring up to impossible standards? The magic happens when you realize that being lazy about certain aspects of life isn't a character flaw. It's a strategic choice that creates space for genuine genius where it counts. Remember that time you stayed up until 2 a.m. preparing for a dinner party, obsessing over details no one would notice? We've all been there, pushing ourselves to breaking points because somewhere along the way, we internalized the belief that our worth depends on our performance. This conditioning often begins in childhood, where we learn that safety comes from being good at everything. The problem isn't ambition itself, but the misguided belief that excellence must be universal. When we try to be outstanding at everything, we become mediocre at most things and exceptional at nothing. The opposite extreme is equally problematic. When overwhelmed by pressure, some of us retreat into apathy. We convince ourselves that nothing is worth the effort, that caring too much only leads to disappointment. This defensive posture might feel safe, but it robs us of the genuine fulfillment that comes from meaningful effort. The middle path is selective caring, acknowledging that some things genuinely matter to you individually, while others don't need your focused attention. Perhaps you love cooking elaborate meals, but couldn't care less about seasonal decor. Maybe you're passionate about your career, but comfortable with a less than pristine car interior. These aren't failings, they're authentic expressions of your unique wiring. The revolutionary question becomes, does this matter to me, or am I doing it because I think I should? Every choice you make, from what to wear, to what to cook, to how to respond to an email, requires mental resources. When these resources are exhausted on repetitive decisions, you have less capacity for the choices that truly matter. The solution? Decide once. By making a single, thoughtful decision about recurring situations, you free your mind from constant deliberation. Imagine having a Monday outfit, a pre-selected ensemble that eliminates morning wardrobe stress, or a standard birthday gift for children's friends that removes last-minute shopping panic. These aren't rigid rules, but helpful defaults that preserve mental energy. This principle extends beyond material decisions to exercise routines, meal planning approaches, or cleaning schedules. The beauty isn't just efficiency, it's the peace of mind that comes from removing unnecessary deliberation. Deciding once doesn't mean sacrificing spontaneity. It simply means creating helpful defaults that serve as your baseline, freeing you to focus on what truly deserves your attention. Real, lasting change happens through small, consistent steps, not dramatic transformations. The go big or go home mentality often leads to failure when ambitious goals prove unsustainable. Like a stone cutter who hammers at a rock repeatedly before it splits, small actions compound into significant results. Starting small, a single yoga pose daily, 10 minutes of reading, or writing one paragraph builds lasting habits more effectively than grand commitments. Adachi's magic question, "What can I do now to make life easier later?" transforms reactive behavior into proactive planning. This simple inquiry helps anticipate needs before they become problems. Preparing a snack platter before school pickup, filling a pot with water before work, or cleaning the house pre-vacation are examples of how this mindset creates smoother daily rhythms and reduces crisis management. Life moves through distinct seasons, each with its own challenges, joys, and demands. Resisting these natural rhythms only creates frustration and missed opportunities. The powerful recognition that it won't always be this way, but it is this way now, creates space for both acceptance of current realities and hope for future change. A parent of young children might acknowledge that elaborate dinner parties aren't compatible with their current season. Rather than abandoning hospitality altogether, they might embrace simpler gatherings that accommodate early bedtimes. Someone in a demanding career phase might acknowledge limitations on personal time without abandoning self-care entirely. When feeling overwhelmed, focus on the next right thing. Rather than getting lost in the enormity of your circumstances, attend to the immediate step before you. This grounding practice connects you to the present moment and builds momentum through small actions. By respecting life's natural ebb and flow, you develop resilience while extracting the unique wisdom each phase offers. In a culture obsessed with more productivity, more possessions, more achievements, embracing enough is a radical act. Every home has finite capacity, and exceeding that capacity creates stress regardless of organizational skills. Rather than constantly seeking storage solutions for excess belongings, consider whether you might already have enough, or perhaps too much. This concept extends beyond material possessions to activities, commitments, and relationships. Having enough doesn't mean settling for less than you desire. It means recognizing the sufficiency of what serves your core values and releasing what doesn't. By putting things away promptly, considering where new items will live before bringing them home, and regularly discarding what no longer serves you, you create breathing room, physical, mental, and emotional space for what truly matters. This approach isn't about minimalism for its own sake, but about creating clarity about what's essential and freedom from the burden of maintaining what isn't. What areas of your life might benefit from embracing enough? The Lazy Genius Way ultimately invites you to become the authority on your own life. Instead of outsourcing your standards to experts, influencers, or cultural expectations, you get to decide what matters to you. This personalized approach acknowledges that we all have different values, priorities, and circumstances. What works beautifully for someone else might create unnecessary stress for you. By naming what matters, giving yourself permission to be lazy about the rest, and creating systems that support your unique priorities, you craft a life that feels authentic rather than performative. This isn't about lowering standards, it's about aligning them with your true self. The result isn't a picture-perfect existence, but something far more valuable. A life where your energy flows toward what genuinely brings you joy and fulfillment, where you can be fully present rather than constantly striving, and where your beautiful mess becomes not something to overcome, but something to embrace as part of your unique story.